Craig Main live on the phone right now. We'll be talking about sport, Black Diamond FM this evening. But
hi, Russell, how are you?
Not too bad.
I think you were just actually calling me on your personal mobile there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It's like touch phone, you know, you switch it off and all of a sudden everyone gets a phone call. It just shows you that the links work. I can phone you and you can phone me here in the studio on 01316634488. It's a live programme after all. How are you?
I'm not bad, how's you?
I'm fine, we're talking about sport tonight. What about yourself? Have you been to any games recently?
No, not recently. I was at the Dalkey game Saturday. Yeah, I only went down for a couple of nights to see what was happening. And I was at the Hearts Celtic game on Sunday.
How did it go?
No, very well, Russell. We got a man sent off in the first 8 minutes of the game. Rich was a definitely sending off. And then Celtic scored to make it 1-0. And then, to be fair, I thought the Hearts 10 men made it hard for Celtic for them to break us down. And then we got a penalty given against us, which wasn't a penalty.
These things happen during a game, don't they?
Yeah, definitely, but it's embarrassing when you dive, when you see professionals dive in to try and win a game. It's no very good sportsmanship. And I think Willie Colum, the referee, got his decision really wrong, and hopefully he'll explain it to Hearts and Midlothian why he gave the penalty.
I don't think he has to, does he?
No, he doesn't have to, but it's only right. After, it's embarrassing, Russell, if you had seen it, any football fan would tell you it was embarrassing seeing them dive like that. He played for Celtic, the player. Yeah, obviously, if it was Hearts, I would say it was all right, but...
you would.
Obviously, it's against my team, and it's embarrassing seeing that cheat. I didn't like cheating. I'm a big thing to play fair and square.
That's right, that's what it should be all about. Celtic, do you think the Hearts fans would voice their opinion about it in many ways? That they're, what should I say, annoyance about falling over or diving?
Definitely, Russell, because I think it was a big change in the game. I don't think if Celtic had got the penalty, I don't think it would have been 4-0, it might have been 2-3, maybe it might have only been 1-0, because we did make it hard to break down, but after the penalty, I just think the Hearts' heads went down. We struggled. I don't think if we had got a man sent off, it might have been a different story on the night. You can't take a referee Celtic or so. They're a great passing team. But most of all now, Hearts, we can go and concentrate on winning that league and work on getting put up to the Premiership next season.
They've had a few good games already, but they're up against Celtic, remember?
See, this is what people say. People think Celtic are the greatest football team in history, but they're not. They're not that great, Russell. Either they're a good passing team, and teams do struggle to beat them. But so would you if you struggle to beat them if you had a small budget. And they've got a good budget to work with each season. They can bring foreign players in. They can bring a lot of foreign players in. I think there was only two Scottish players in that part that night for Celtic, anyway.
What about your own team? What about Dalkey Thistle?
Dalkeith, I can't really comment. Hey, Russell, I've not been to a few games recently. I've not been there due to my brother not being playing due to a work injury. Well, I don't really know what's been happening there. I know they got a big win at the weekend there, 2-1. They've not got a game this Saturday, and I'm not too sure if they play the following Saturday. But so I can't really comment on them just now. They're sitting at a steady position in the league, and they'll just need to keep on fighting and hoping for the best.
You said a big win, it was 2-1.
That's a big win though, Russell. It doesn't matter the score, they got 3 points and that's the main thing.
It just needs to be 1-0 to get a goal, and that would be... What about your golf? Your golf finish for the year?
I played a game in last week, winter golf as I call it. I had an 8-1, so I've knocked 7 shots off my score this summer. So it's just now in the winter in the gym working towards next season to try and qualify for the championship. Next year's a big year for me. If I don't qualify, I think I'll need to look at the drawing board and look at a plan. I've got a 2-year plan. My plan is to qualify, and then the following year after that would be to hopefully go on and win it.
I hope you do, but there you are. It's all about swinging to the left or swinging to the right and hitting that ball.
Yeah, definitely it is. A lot is to do with fitness as well. If you feel fit, you'll be mentally fit.
How fit will you be? Yeah. You can tell us as time goes on, Craig.
Aye, definitely, Russell.
I was looking for Dalkeith's fixture, but they're certainly not in the fixtures for this weekend.
No, they've got a free week.
Good luck to them in their next game coming up. Maybe you'll be there and you might be able to chat to us on Saturday Sports Roundup. We'll find out later on.
Definitely. Cheers now.
Okay, cheers, Craig. Right, bye.